Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'chu begin Perek Shein of the second chapter in the Rambam Silchus Klei Mikdash and the laws of the vessels of the Beis Mikdash and the Seif Avodah, which we continue a related discussion from the previous Perek, discussing that the Shem Mishcha, which was used to anoint the Klei Mikdash. Then there is something that learnt out one from the other, with Exer Shabbat Maskunta, is also that of the Keteris of the incense. As the Rambam begins Halacha Alpha, Keteris Nasas B'chal Shana B'shana. The incense was made every single year because it had to be brought from the new Truma, from the new Shkom that were collected every single year. Vasayasa mitzvah say, and making the keteris, making the incense is a positive commandment, like it says in the Pasuk in Shemais. Va'ata and you, kach l'cha samim, you should take spices, v'goyim, etc., which says to take all these spices and make the incense. V'nisparshu b'toyra arba misamim v'neho. Now, it was explained in the Torah, only four of its spices. V'heim, and they are notav, which is balsam, which is the atzeh haktav, which from that comes out the tzari, which is the balsam. Ushcheles and onaika. Shram is going to explain what that is. The chalbna and storax, ulavain and frankincense. Those are four that I mentioned. Now, ushar samamena are the rest of their spices. A halacha mishav sinai is a halacha, a tradition from mishav sinai, which in halacha base, achad asas manam, there was 11 different of the spices that nemeloi lemishav sinai was told to Moshe from oral or from sinai. Behem sha'is naisu b'mishka mukhubin, and they made it in a precise weight. But then the masif naman b'le mishka, then they add on to them without weight. And they are Melech Sedomis, the Sedomit salt, the Kibbutz Yarden and the Jordanian amber, the Isav Echad Shemal Ashan, and there's one herb that creates smoke. Now, Belohoy Yoidim Isai Ela Nashim Yudum, but it was not known but by select people. Belohoy Allah Biyadim Ishbe Piyish, and that was a tradition from one person from another person. Nahalocha Gimel, Bezel Mishkal Achad Asa Samaneha. And this is the weight of those 11 spices that we mentioned in Halacha Meshem Sinai. So you have those which are mentioned in the Torah, which we spoke about, those four, of Nativ, Rishchelis, V'chabana, Ulevoina. So from we're talking about these 11, which there's 11 and those the four that were said in the Torah, but then there's these 11 are the weights of these 11. You have these four Mikol Echad, from each one is Mishkal Shem Mana, it's a weight of 70 mana. Now, how much is a mana? A mana is made dinarim. So you take 100 dinarim, and that's one mana, and you take 70 of that, each one of these has that weight. Now, you have Umoyer, you have Mor, which we mentioned before, and Uktzia, you have Cassia, the Shabbos is Neir and Spikenard, the Charkam and Saffron. So they are Mikol Echad, from each one of these is Shisha Asamana, 16 mana. Then you have Koish, you have Kostas, that's Shnei Asamana, 12 mana. You have Kinnaman, Cinnamon is Tishamanim, is 9 mana. Kilufa is Shalish Manim, is 3 mana. And Mishkal Akal, so the weight of them all is Shleish Meis Vashish Mishmoinim mana. You have a sum total of 368 mana, which Shchukim Akal Hadik, everything is grinded down very fine. Then Mesivin Lo Reiv HaKab, then they add on a quarter of a kab Melech Sedamis of the Sedamis salt. The Kibbutz Yarden Umala Oshin, which are those three that we mentioned before, that here those that don't have such big weights like all the other things. You have the Jordanian amber and the Mala Oshin, which is kosher, a minute amount. And every single day, they would burn on the golden altar one mana of this whole big incense, which Shalish Meis B'Shisha B'Chamisha Mana, you have 365 Mana connected to Mezachama, correlating to every day of the solar year. Now, but B'Shalish Mana Mana Shores, what's the three remaining ones? Because we said there was actually 368 total Mana of all these ingredients together. So that actually, the remaining three, Sheikhik Oysim Erev Yemek Yipurim Dakam Nadaka, they would be ground down in every Mekipurim, more refined than it was even before. Because on Yom Kippur, you do the regular Keteris, but then you do a special Keteris. Until you remove from that a fistful of lahakta b'Yom Kippurim to burn on Yom Kippurim, which is burnt lefnei v'lefnim, the Kodesh HaKodeshim, v'hashar, and then the remaining, who moisar Keteris, that's the leftover Keteris, Shemana B'Shkolm, that we mentioned, the halachas of B'Shkolm, Perigda halachi Yibayz, where the Rambam discussed the other day what to do with moisar Shkolm. Halacha dal, notav om b'Torah, this that I mentioned the Torah, the notav, which we said, that's one of the four that I mentioned in the Torah. What is that? Hu atzeh ktav, it's the ktav wood. Sheyetz mematzari, which that's the balsam wood, which comes out from the balsam oil. What's v'hashcheles? Hetziparin, it's the fingernail of the strombus type of a bird. Sheneis neisib in the other b'mamagmaris, which people put into their incense. V'hachelbena, the storax, is kamei devash shach, is like a black honey. V'recha kash, which has a harsh aroma. V'husraf ilon is bar yavin, and it's the sap of the trees from the Greek cities. And v'zeh shemoy saseman b'lashon arbi, says the Rambam, which Rambam lived in the Arabian towns, he said these are the names of the spices in Arabic. Oid balasan, v'atzfertiv, umeya, v'lichan, umuski, v'ketziya, v'samboli, alantoyrin, v'zefrin, v'koish, v'oid, v'kesas licha, v'amber. So these are the spices that are used in the ketores. Halacha, hey, ketzim afat mesaketores, how do you compound the ketores? How do you make it? So maybe tisha kabin, you bring 9 kabin of boiris karshina, of which we said that's the kelufa, that there was 3 mana of that. So you bring 9 kabin of the boiris karshina, which is vetch lye, the shafba esa tzipirin, and you smear it on the tzipirin, which is the onaika, and then you soak the tzipirin be'echav esrim kav, and 21 kav shalyen kafrisin of caper wine, which either means to say wine that comes from Kafrisin, from those Kafrisian islands, or it's actually wine that comes from the caper tree, which is called Slav, which it's called Kafrisin, or yain lov and yashan chazik b'yesa, or old, very old, strong white wine. And then you grind each one of these spices down by themselves very fine. When he's grinding, he says, hodik heitev, grind thoroughly, because the words, or the voice, is actually good for the spices. Hodik heitev, grind thoroughly, because man shesheichik, as long as he's grinding, he's mixing all together, he says those words. All these activities of making the guitarist was done in the holiness, in the courtyard, and it had to be from that of Hekdesh. Now whoever compounds the guitarist, the incense, from unconsecrated, or in vessels that were unconsecrated, it's invalid, it has to be made by Kodesh. Twice a year, they would bring back the guitarist again to the grinder, and they would grind it a second time. Additionally, in the summer months, so they would disperse, they would spread out, they would scatter the keteres, because they shouldn't get moldy when it's just sitting one on the other. And in the winter months, so they would actually pile up together, that it shouldn't remove its aroma by keeping it tight and keeping it warm one with the other. Now, Allah Ches, Ram continues regarding the prohibitions that apply to the keteres. If you put in a minute amount of honey into the guitarist, psali, you've invalidated, like a pasuk says, now he's missing one of the herbs, he's liable for death. Because essentially, therefore, he's bringing a foreign incense, because it's not the right incense. And for keteres zara, there's a chiyuv misa. Let's say someone compounds a little bit of the keteres at a time, not that whole big amount that we said, of 368, but according to the ratio, then Kesher is going to be valid. I feel a pitam pras, even if he compounds a little bit, which is a half of a mana, b'shachas in the morning, pras b'nevayim, and half of that in the evening, which is that's what they would bring, the mana, half in the morning, half in the evening, and he did just that amount at a time, that would also be valid. Halacha tes, oisei keteres, me'achad asas ha'mamonim elu. If someone makes the keteres from these 11 herbs, lefi mishkalas elu, according to these weights, k'dei l'arich bo, so that he could use it for smelling, and alpha bishleirich, even if he doesn't end up using bismelling, chayav karas al siyasa, he's liable for karas for making it imasa meizav, he did it deliberately. B'shek, if he does it by mistake, maybe chatzis kabu, he brings an established karma chatzis, alpha bishleirich, mishko kuli, even if he didn't make the whole weight. El chetzi, only he made half of it, a shlisha, or a third of it, but hoyil v'asa lefi mishkas, since he made according to the proportion of these weights, chayav karas, he's liable for karas, like it says in the pasuk, that bimaskunta, according to its compounding, you should not make for yourself a man who makes like it for the purpose of a smelling, the nechaz ma'am is going to be cut off from his people. But let's say he makes it to learn how to make it, to give it over to the public, then part is going to be exempt because it says for yourself, for your own pleasure, but to give it over to the people to learn how to do it, one is not going to be chayv. So let's say someone smelled from it but didn't make it, then in the chayv karas, not chayv karas, eladinik didn't call an enem and hektish. Rather, his halacha would be like anyone who has forbidden benefit from that of hektish. Loichi b'tari is karas because the tari did not create a liability of karas. Ela isa b'maskunta l'arich, but only for the one who made it according to his compounding for the purposes of smelling it. Now, halacha yiralv related to this of the keteres is the mizbeach hazav shebehechal, the golden altar in the sanctuary. Alav maktirin haketeres b'chayim. So it was on that they burnt the incense every single day. And the emek kavin lav zavach, and I'll burn anything else on the mizbeach hazav. The himek der alav keteres acheres any keteres. If you burnt on the golden altar another incense which is not like this one, oy shekel lav keteres kazu. Or let's say you even did incense like this. But it was donated by an individual, by the public, but it wasn't that of the tzibur. Oh, hikar lab carbon. Let's say you sacrifice a carbon. Oh, hisar nezel. You pour some type of libation, like they get lashes. And like it says in the pasuk, li salu lab keter azari. Not allowed to bring on the mizbech azav a foreign incense, of oila, a total burn sacrifice, a milch, and a flower from a grandma, etc. It's only for the keteres. Now lechabei yud beis regarding another one of the klei hamikdash is be'eshem alicha nesa aron. Mimakom lamakom. When they would transport the ark from place to place, they would not transport it la'obahema, not on an animal, but al-gulas, not on wagons. Rather, it's a mitzvah to take it on one shoulder. Now, the fisher shach David when the soy al-gulas, but since David forgot and he carried it on a wagon, nifritz peretz beuza, that created a breach in uza, and there was a punishment that happened. Rather, mitzvah is to carry it on the shoulder. Shlomik says in the pasuk in Midbar, because the holy service is on them. By cost of Yisrael, they should carry it on their shoulders. Now halachid gimel kishneisim yisal when they would carry it on their shoulders, neisim pun connected pun, they would carry it face towards face, so that no one should have their back towards the aron. And vachreim lechutz, rather their back was to the outside, or penim lepnim, and their faces were towards the inside. Then this harm, and they were careful shleiyisham to habadim in the taboys, that the staves, the sticks, should not be removed from the rings. Shamesa echem nabadim in the taboys, because if someone removes the sticks from one of the rings, like it gets lashes, and like says the pasuk in Shemais, betabes ha'aron yabadim in the rings of the ark should be the staves. Lo yisur mimenu, it should not be removed from it.